This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just one more drop. There it is. I've got enough bliss on. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us on the West Coast. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. I know. Yeah. Grace Thorne is here. She arrived late last night, is looking for a place to set up camp. Just thought I'd mention.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I met her a couple years ago back in Missouri, and she has been corresponding with us and now may join our team, I hope.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, she's a great asset to education, and it has been very difficult to find a class, an elementary school class, willing to come on the air with us. As a matter of fact, I have been unsuccessful in finding that class. Worse than that, I've made some calls to a school district near us, and they won't even return my calls. I mean, that's not unusual. That's just the way it's been since I've been trying to get schools involved with what we do. They are not interested. They won't even return phone calls. Now, I think it's actually rude to not return phone calls. I mean, these guys, we pay them. We pay them with our tax dollars, and they just won't return phone calls. So, I don't know. I guess it's going to be pretty tough to find a class to fill Grace Thorne's elementary class's shoes.
Well, that's one of the reasons she's here. We hope that she and several other school teachers that she's met here will form a little cadre and go out and knock on doors, because I have had actually other teachers contact us. If you are a teacher and you are in the elementary level of education, we would very much like to have an opportunity to work with your class in some capacity, like we did with Grace Thorne, somewhere where someone like Norm Shearer or myself can come in and respond to the kinds of questions kids might want to ask that wouldn't necessarily be addressed in the normal school system. You know, not conspiracy so much, but, you know, science questions, things that they want to know. Are aliens real? That's one of the questions a lot of kids want to know because of the, you know, the movies that are out, that kind of thing, will lead these children to have an imagination that affords questions, and they would like to have, what do experts think? Are they real, or is there something else going on? And, of course, with Common Core and the way educational systems are structured right now, while it is trying to make things right, is actually missing the boat. And that's why we feel that something in addition to, or, you know, augmenting, where they have an opportunity. Maybe we'll do this from the library system. You know, I always thought that's what the library might become, is the source of education, you know, of which all the teachers then worked around the library. I don't know how libraries are out in your neck of the woods. Out here, they're not funded. They have to be, you know, there has to be a grassroots movement to keep our libraries here. And I would like to involve myself with libraries more and their relationship to children and agriculture. For me, I think there's a connection.
Well, I was talking with Janet Randall. She's one of us here in Springfield, Missouri.
I know Janet.
And she has, she has a meetup, and she's been teaching people about radio transmissions, how to get your ham license and those kinds of things, and how to program handheld radios. And she's really passionate about that. And she and I were talking about meetups, and she's trying to decide whether, you know, once a week is still something that she could do, or twice a month, or once a month, or maybe there ought to be just internet meetups. And I was telling her that I think what she does is so valuable, and she needs to, you know, keep pursuing it. Now, having a weekly meetup is not all that easy. It really isn't easy to get people.
Well, it takes a lot of prepping.
And not everybody, sometimes you have to pry people out of their homes to get them to come to a meetup. So you have to have, you know, great instruction. It's got to be valuable. But what I don't understand is she's having a tough time finding a place that works. She's tried several restaurants. Either the food is not good or the location is not good or the price is not right. Or they want to charge her $50 or somewhere thereabouts for, you know, to bring customers. I mean, a restaurant wants to charge her $25 to $50 to have a meetup so that they can gain revenue from those customers. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The equation is upside down.
I'd like some feedback on what I did with you at Jimmy's Eggs. What happened exactly? How many people went down?
Well, I wanted to comment on that. That was really high on my list here to talk with you about today. You talked about some of the threats that we have. You talked about some of the complications in our lives, and we talked about the radioactivity on the planet, how it's traveling, how it's in our food supply, how the sunlight is being manipulated through geoengineering, and how it's going to cause food shortages. It's causing water pollution, how water is important to our lives. And those are some of just a few of the things that you talked about. But Janet Randall's trying to do, you know, something similar in terms of getting information out and getting people prepared, because I believe that she, as well as you and I and Grace Thorne, believe that as society spirals down, and when it reaches the breaking point and people start breaking windows and blood is spilled in the streets, we believe that if people have what they need before they need it, that there will be less blood spilled on the streets, because those of us who are prepared won't have to go in the streets during that initial carnage, during the first 3 days when people are actually breaking those windows and looting those stores. So we've been trying to get the word out for years now. This is our fourth year. And so she's looked at meeting in the library, because it won't cost anything to meet at the library. And it's a nice facility, but they only let her meet every 2 weeks. So that's a restriction. So with all the rules and regulations and the costs...
How many libraries?
Well, there's several libraries, but here's the problem. Here's the problem.
She can be leapfrogging from one library to another.
Yeah, Yeah, we talked about that, Rick, and here's the problem with that. For example, when we went from the previous restaurant that we've been to for, you know, over 3 years, to Jimmy's Egg, we lost about, let's say, we went from in the 70s to in the 50s in terms of attendance because of that change. Some people probably went to the old place and said, hey, I guess they're not here anymore. I don't know. I wonder where they are. How do I find out? That kind of thing. So
In other words, people that get into a rut or a habit. That's right. A good place for everyone to start in watching your own behavior and how you do and sort of do. I wanted to make a single point here called the Stanford argument. It's at Stanford University. It's a philosophy, and it's the concept of the difference between intent and intentionality. Intent is actually doing it, what happens literally, whereas intentionality is something like where Maxwell Smart might have said, missed it by that much. In other words, it didn't quite happen. Now, that's the difference between intent and intentionality, and it's going to be very prominent in my concept of the non-local mind and the level and degree of concentration you have on why you're doing what you're doing. And when you start to watch little habits that you do where you fall in a rut, well, I'm going down to Jimmy's Eggs tonight, and all of a sudden I go to the YMCA and it's closed because it's a holiday. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to note how you react and feel about what just happened. There's some wonderful experiences that you can go on this internal journey. That's what I'm starting to find is more rewarding for me than what's physically happening even. You know, I got hacked and I had a meltdown because I literally lost 1 year, this last year, of everyday writing. I still have it. I'm giving it to you right now in a little prayers that I'm doing. But all the links, all those things were intentionally taken from my computer. I have an ex-military coming in shortly to help me try to see if we can't find it. With normal Microsoft tools, trying to reboot to a previous date will not work. And so I need someone really, really good, because I had a hack happen here, and it has devastated me. You'll notice I'm not devastated. I'm still laughing. You know why? Being devastated ages you, mm-hmm. makes you old. And yep. that is how aging occurs. And I have decided I'm going to seek joy.
Well, I think if you talk with Norm Shealy, he would agree totally. No, he would, because he talks about he's told a story on the air about this woman who was dying of cancer, and he met with her and he found out that she really had this hatred for her husband. And he said, you got to stop this. And so she divorced her husband, and she's cured of cancer. But it was not fixable through marriage counseling or something like that. It was a big marriage problem. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. Grace Thorne is at Ricky's. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and Rick, we've got Kyle in Montana on the line with us. Kyle, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince and Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a question for Dr. Miller. It reminded me of one of his X-Files, but this is real life. I was wondering if Dr. Miller had heard about the Russians drilling in the Antarctic into what they called Lake Volka, V-O-L-K-A.
Yes, I'm familiar with all of that, yes.
Where they have pulled up a bacteria with DNA that doesn't exist anywhere on the surface of the planet.
Yes.
I was wondering
if you want me to make a comment. What's happening, my theory, is that there is a current pole shift. That is what's going to change geography. It won't be a CMA or a nuclear bomb or whatever. It'll be a pole shift. That is Dr. Bert Bolin, University of Stockholm, Sweden, Nobel Prize winner. The pulse is moving. The Russian equivalent of NASA published it 2 weeks ago. There it is. This bacteria at this point was a quest on conspiracy TV with, BBS. They have a series called Conspiracy Exposed or something like that. And they talked about the fear of unleashing a virus or a bacteria that our current genetics had no relationship or things to. We've already experienced. most likely the creepy Morgellons. Okay, so that it's already happening in that regard. The actual pulse shift thing that's happening is releasing extreme quantities of methane. The three holes up in the North Pole that blew, looks like things came out of the ground, most what theory, my theory, is methane. And the poles themselves, there's huge copious amounts of methane being released right now, and I'm guessing this bacteria is designed to live on methane. Now, that's a different life form than one that would live on carbon, oxygen. And so we're now getting into the field of xenobiology and the concepts of other kinds of life forms that we're doing with our own DNA recombination and making up, instead of the four basic building blocks, we're now entering where we stick in other things, just like is already found in us with the fourth genotype that causes rhesus negative. Now, where did that come from? Nobody knows. And that's the blood type that started probably first appearing about 200,000 years ago and would be an argument for the Earth being invaded as a metaphor. So I don't know what this discovery is going to lead to. I know it's going to be about as creepy as geoengineering has become. And I can talk more about the geoengineering bombs that they have now developed in the last 3 weeks. They did their first testing on it like a nuclear weapon. We have records of it. And it will historically be remembered in the distant future, if there still is one here, with bacteria coming out from, you know, xenobiology, whatever. I don't know where we're going in all of this. I kind of wish for a more country life like Vincent does and talk about it from the middle of nowhere. I think that's a better way to do it. You're like a John Connor.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the answer.
You have any other forces on that? Because I don't know what it's going to do. I can tell you that we have already got cross talk between bacteria that should have never, ever vectored with each other, but it did because we had an explosion up in the stratosphere, I mean, the exosphere. It's there's life everywhere. That is one thing that we are now absolutely discovering. Even what we call extremophiles that can live down in a lava tube. Now, you know, where temperatures are up over, I don't know, 600 degrees Fahrenheit, and our bacteria thrives down there. We've seen the bacteria, the slime molds that grow in Chernobyl and Fukushima, they just thrive on a high-end ionizing radiation, nuclear waste.
We're going into a break. Kyle, would you like to hold?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've got Kyle from Montana on with us. You know, Rick, you were talking about hyperthermophiles, and my understanding is that, you know, these life forms can tolerate temperatures up to, you know, 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees centigrade.
Above boiling water, yes.
Yeah.
And that's, that can live in high gamma ray radiation, you know, what you would call nuclear radiation. They can live there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's others up in the exosphere that can live at 100 below Fahrenheit, like Mars.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I think this is important, while it doesn't seem like they can live in steam, so if we were at sea level at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, water would boil and it would turn into steam. But at higher pressures, like under the ocean, where the pressures are...
Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah, so they can live under the, you know, under the higher temperatures.
Like ice, yeah, like this discovery in Antarctica. This Antarctic project is beyond just that bacteria, because Antarctica, I've been there, and Antarctica is a mass of caverns and tunnels underneath with huge reservoirs of pristine waters that didn't exist there for millennia. And up near the Antarctica, down, depending on which way you're looking at the Earth, there are pools of water in the ocean that are higher in either deuterium or tritium, heavy water. And so, why? We don't know. This has to do, again, with the very nature and structure of water. Our habits are what causing us to extend our frontiers. I was talking to Grace on commercial about our hospital and how it originally was toxic because of asbestos. And so they've rebuilt hospitals, and in doing so, they've made them user-friendly, where they put carpets and padded seats in there for visitors. And what that has done is allowed a new form of staff to be created that can't be addressed as easily as old staff was with bleach. And so old hospitals were sterile and easily cleaned like a mental institution. They were stark. Mm-hmm. And now we have user-friendly hospitals and diseases and bugs that have adapted and are tenacious.
Well, you're going exactly where I wanted to go, Rick, because my understanding is when we cook meat, we'll just take beef, for example, the minimum U.S.
The next vector, by the way, your food and the way you prepare it.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going with this.
Going to be the next danger.
That's where I'm going, because my understanding is that the USDA says that when you cook just beef, for example, we'll just talk about ground beef, the minimum temperature that you should cook ground beef at in order to kill the bugs, kill the bacteria, is 165 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the minimum, okay? Now, if we have these hyperthermophiles that can live at temperatures of 212, doesn't that alter what we should be thinking about in terms of temperatures that we use to cook our food?
Should what that really is a measure of, it's your source of your food. And that's what's going to give you the awareness of whether it's GMO, organically grown, or grown by your next-door neighbor that you wouldn't have anything to do with. So you have to have more sovereignty in your food and water selections because of this crossing and advances that we're doing, where we can take something from Earth and put it up into the xenosphere or exosphere and then have an accident where it crosses. Like I said in a previous thing, there is a movie out. If you want to know what's going to happen in the future, follow Hollywood. Like Lucy and Guardians of the Galaxy. What a great movie. Now, what I'm going to say is, this movie is called Monsters. It's absolutely worthwhile. They find a bacteria in the movie. They find a bacteria on one of Jupiter's moons, and they're bringing it back to Earth when it explodes, coming into the atmosphere, and it crosses with bacteria and creates monsters, which leave certain portions of the Earth uninhabitable, kind of like radiation. This is an interesting movie, Monsters, and gives you the outcome of it. So, if you want to know what's going to happen, Hollywood is, because she would if she could. Trust me.
Kyle, you got some thoughts?
Well, yeah. Actually, this piggybacks right into what I was going to ask Dr. Miller his thoughts on. and it's kind of a little bit of a longer question, but it seems like, and it seems to be accelerating, that all that mankind, as we are living right now,
that quickening. Are you talking about that quickening?
No, I'm just, what I'm saying is that my to get your thoughts on it is that it seems like all of mankind, and it seems to be accelerating, that what we are seeking is to somehow kill off everybody and all life. And it just seems like everything that the people are for the bulk of it, that governments and corporations and stuff seem to be pursuing is somehow to kill off all life. And I was just wondering, is there a mindset that, I mean, other than just being deficient, like defective, like
Vincent said? Well, you know, the prime directive is that there are too many people on Earth. That's, everybody agrees to that one. Now, how you limit or restrict, I mean, China had the two children thing where they created the lost children of China. And now, in India, they would shoot you. You had a death sentence if you had a third child.
Well, Dr. Miller, I got a question for you on that. Did you know, I did the math, did you know that you could stand everybody on the entire planet in the state of Rhode Island, and they would be able to stand on a 2-foot by 2-foot square?
Yes, I've seen that. I absolutely. It has to do with having to log the Amazon so that everybody gets their 5 square miles. Resources aside, when you have a bacteria on your ear that overtakes other bacteria, what happens next is you have an infection. And that's how the Earth localizes it, with a pole shift. I'm speaking in metaphor. But, you know, who makes the decisions to test weapons like Ebola-like viruses in Africa? Who makes the decisions to do the first particle beam weapon studies over Hawaii and Tennessee? That happened last week, caught on NOAA. There it is. Read it and wave. What do we do now? And that was like, you know, 1953, when we detonated in Utah and it messed up everybody's thyroid, got into the milk in the Idaho thing. That is the vectors. We don't know what's going to happen, and there are people that are not thinking clearly. Or, like, it isn't the military. It's a rogue group in the military, and if the military knew about it, they'd probably be as freaked out as you are.
Rick, Kyle used the word that I've started to use a couple weeks ago, and I've been calling them the defectives, meaning that's my word for... Well, that's my word for people who would do the kinds of things that you're talking about. You said, you know, who would trigger these devices? Who would be thinking about it? Well, I believe they're defective. I believe they are physically and mentally defective. And I think if they start hearing us use that terminology about them, it will really bother them, because they think they're above us. And if we use the word defective, that's like the worst insult we can use to describe people, like, or, well, I don't even know if they're people. The defectives.
Well, we have to mind our own store, because in fact, you know, at one point even I thought dyslexic and autistic children were defective. And in fact, I was absolutely wrong.
Well, I'm not talking
about,
you know,
they're different. And different is the resource that man is, the being different. And so there's a different way of approaching the whole thing.
I believe I was dyslexic. I couldn't read worth a darn when I was in elementary school, but I could do other things better than the norm. So, but that's not the defective that I'm talking about. I'm talking about defective in morals. These guys.
Well, now we're going back to the difference between a moral man and an ethical man, and the concept of intent and intentionality. The difference between actually doing it. Missing it by that much.
Well, what I'm saying, Rick, is, so these guys are in the military, and someone says, you know, they've got this device. The consumers are building this little device, and it can fly around, and you can fly it like a remote controlled airplane, except it's a helicopter. And then somebody says, hey, it'd be really cool if we could put a camera on that, but the cameras are so big and heavy, maybe we can make a smaller camera. And so they work on making a smaller camera to fit in this little device, and then they call it a drone. Then the military says, hey, you know what we could do? We could put a bioweapon on there. That they don't weigh that much, and we could just fly this thing in and unload it, you know, at our enemy. And those are the people who I'm calling defectives. The ones who are talking about the bioweapons, the nuclear weapons, the ones who say, hey, let's litter the coast of Japan with nuclear reactors, and if a big wave comes by, that's okay. Those are the people I'm saying are defective.
The ones who say, so here you have a movie called Stargate, and the general, second two-star general, they when the guy walks in and he looks at the big thing, says, oh, I can read this. And the way that two of them looked at each other, that was a classic film set. They looked at each other. That's what you're talking about, agendas. Each of us has an agenda, and what you're doing is measuring values of fallen angels. The fallen angels are demons. Are jealousy, rage, and, you know, they're called the deadly sins. And so I'm speaking in metaphor. They are qualities that we would describe as being human.
Yeah, and we're talking about the deadly sinners, the defectives. Kyle, Rick, and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take? My,
when you go to
the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick Miller's with us, and we've been talking about the defectives. And that's the term I started to use to describe people who would do these evil things, things that we wouldn't even think about, things that would never even occur to us. Things like, hey, let's make this machine that will generate steam, and hey, we can hook that up to a turbine and we can generate electricity with it. The only problem with it is that the exhaust, the waste product, is absolutely toxic and it'll kill everybody. Other than that, it's pretty cool.
You know, that's the other part of it, and why I would say instead of defective, I would say non-human. The non-human aspect of self, that fourth gene, that battle going on in your decisions and choices, and why you would choose one thing over another.
You know, Rick, I was talking with a couple broadcasters over the period of the last week and a half, 2 weeks, as late as yesterday. And the topic that I brought up is complications. Everything now seems to be extremely complicated. Well, you're right. You're right. The Peter Principle is, you know, a class that's... That's a business principle that we've learned that says, you know, people get promoted to their highest level of incompetence. So you got this guy working the job, and you go, hey, he's doing a pretty good job. He's been doing it a while. Let's promote him. You go, okay. He's doing a good job, and now he's managing a few people, and he's doing a real good job. And then you say, well, let's promote him to vice president. And then he's in the vice president's seat, and he's absolutely a disaster. Everything he touches is bad. He really makes mistakes. He's costing the company a fortune. And so we say, all right, we better not move him. We'll leave him right there.
That's what he does, yeah, to mess things up.
That's the principle, a Peter principle, being promoted to your highest level of incompetence. Now, if you want to look at a supreme example of that, just go to any government office. Any government, it doesn't matter which one.
I would think anybody that would want to be president of the United States would have a screw loose. The stress, this is what ages people, is the stress and the management of stress in your internal landscape. That's what makes you older.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just look at any of these guys who has run for office, and you look at any of the Bushes.
That's how fast he aged.
Yeah.
Or even Obama.
And even Clinton, who was, distracted.
There you go.
So, Rick, I was talking about how our lives are becoming really complicated, and the things around us are becoming complicated. Let me say what I mean by that. I have a in the studio right now. I'm using a computer that I've used for all the time I've been broadcasting, and probably a year or year and a half ago, I decided that wouldn't it be neat if I had a monitor that was really wide. So I found on eBay a video card. And all I had to do was put this video card in the computer, load the software. So I downloaded the software or the drivers for it. And I can have a monitor, actually two monitors connected to this one computer. So, for example, if I use OpenOffice and I have a document on the right-hand screen, I can have another document or a website open on the left-hand screen. And I can cut and paste and drag and drop and put my notes from one tab or one screen onto the other. It's really, really convenient. Well, the video card quit on me. And it just stopped working. Well, I couldn't figure out exactly what was wrong. So I bought another video card, and I put it in, and I couldn't get that one to work. So I got the identical same video card from eBay, and now my question is are both of these defective? How do you prove one works when you can't get it to work? Well, it took me a whole day, just to get the video monitors straightened out so I could actually use the computer the way I used to. One whole day lost over just that. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of complications. It's really nice to use it, but it was really complicated for me to fix it. And I think our lives are going in exactly that direction with everything around us. Let's talk about that more when we come back on the other side of the news and commercial announcements. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard Allen Miller.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.